Last night of Chanukah, Tov Shinayin Aleph, Dvar Halacha. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the leftover oil in your menorah and the same din would apply to the wicks as well, you have to burn. Now you only have to burn it if it's also b'hanah, for your own purposes, let's say for cooking with, or you want to stam, use it for, we don't use oil for light anymore, but whatever purpose you may have for the oil, so you're not allowed to use it. Now, it's only very specific purposes in which it's asur b'hanah. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about when it's asur b'hanah. What those circumstances are, we're going to learn tonight, b'li neder, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir at 9:15, 9:20, when it's asur b'hanah. Now, I want to talk about what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it's asur b'hanah, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about burning it. Now, they actually have to burn it. So, it's machlokas, like most things. What's the inyan? By Seamus, and people are confused with Seamus. We'll talk about this, two madregas in Seamus. When you have real Seamus, let's say Shem Hashem, you have Mama Shem Hashem, or you have a piece from a sefer that's been learnt in, and, so it's Seamus. So that needs geniza. It needs geniza. You can't wrap it up. You have to bury it. It needs geniza. You have to treat it with respect. And the highest level, so to speak, of respect is you have to discard it a certain way befitting its kedusha. Usually things with kedusha have this din. And by Seamus, we'll call it Seamus. So it requires geniza. That's called geniza. And you have to take it and you bury it. And we have a volunteer here, I think, that does it. And most of the things here, you could be makel that are not Seamus, but we'll talk about when it is Seamus, it needs geniza, that madrega. Some people mistakenly think, and it's an honest error, and it comes from this halacha, they think you could burn Seamus. That's a better thing to do with it. Why should you bury it? You could burn it. Because that's what you do with, it says that's what you do by shemen, you burn it. Now, it's a good question, and even though you're laughing, I wonder if you know the answer. Now, the reason you don't burn it is because it's not the derech to burn it. Shemen is a derech to burn. That's the way you discard shemen. So that's why kochim shenifsalu, you burn, because that's what you do with meat that becomes posel, or bone that becomes posel. Kisvei kodesh, it's not something to be burnt. So that needs geniza. The next madrega, things that are, well, it's not really Seamus, but it's sort of Seamus. Let's say you have to treat it with respect, although it's not Seamus. So then, what we make it and we do is, we don't throw it in the garbage can, but before throwing it out, we wrap it up. One wrapper, two wrappers, to make sure it's not mamish mutl bebezoyim. Now, when it says you have to burn the oil, now oil, it's okay to burn, because that's what you do with oil. That's how you discard oil. Remove it from the world. That's not called destruction. That's what you do with oil. But you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. So on the highest madrega, if it would be considered something of kedusha, that now you're not allowed to use. If it's not a mili de mitzvah only, but a mili de kedusha, then the burning that it says in Shulchan Aruch would be dafka. You would have to burn it. You would have to make a little bonfire with your wicks and your oil, and you would have to burn it. That's what, and some achronim do hold that the Shulchan Aruch is dafka, and you have to burn it. Again, not in all circumstances is your oil asur b'hanah, and therefore a candidate for burning. That we'll learn tonight, b'li neder. But your wicks certainly are. So according to that, you have to burn the wicks. Others hold, and this seems to be the consensus of even the contemporary poskim, from what I'm able to gather, that it's lav dafka burning it. It's not a mili de kedusha, it's a mili de mitzvah. But you can't just flush the oil down in the bathroom. I don't even know if that's good for your pipes. I don't know. But but anyway, you can't just throw it. You can't just spill it out into the garbage. That's already called the bazillion. So you would have to, if you don't want to burn it, or you don't know how to burn it, right? So you could throw it out. B'derech kavod. Now that's what seems to me to be the consensus of contemporary Paiskim, that you don't have to burn it. It's not considered a mili de kedusha, so you could discard it in any way you want, as long as it's not ba'ofen bizoyon, like spilling it into the garbage can or down the toilet. You would have to put it in some sort of receptacle, and then you could throw it out. That's what most seem to hold. There's a minig. Some people have to save it until Pesach and burn it there. Some are against the minig because when things are usher ba'anah, you're really not supposed to keep them around because you might use them. I don't know if there's that much of a chashash. We don't really use oil unless you're makbid to have oil that you're allowed to eat. Because if Eliyasha paskins that it has to be oil that's roi l'achila, the bedatz gives a heksha for Chanukah, even if it's not roi l'achila, that's a whole nother inyan. And if I want to talk about it, I shouldn't have stayed away a whole Chanukah.